Academic Aesthetic for Monday, July 10th, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith, and I need to pack. That's right, because I'm going to go to the DEN National Leadership Conference this afternoon. It goes from 6 o'clock tonight all the way till 1 o'clock or 1:30, something like that, on Friday. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with that, but more about that in a different podcast. Today I have something else I want to talk about. A while back, another DEN member, whose name I forget, sorry about that, well, in any case, they blogged about Google SketchUp, which is a free program that makes it very easy to design 3D models using basic geometric tools and then export them into a whole bunch of different formats, including Google Earth, believe it or not. Now, my initial response was that it looked like a cool program, but I was disappointed that they didn't have a version that would run on a Macintosh. Remember, I'm one of those crazy people who don't do Windows. Well, they finally developed their Mac version, so I decided to see what the fuss was about. Google SketchUp required me to log in as an administrator in order to install it, which was annoying, but not too much so, since on my own laptop I am the administrator. Still, that does mean that if you want to put this on the computers in your classroom, you'll either need administrative privileges or a method of asking your technology coordinator very nicely. With that unpleasantness aside, I opened up the program and was greeted with a window offering to teach me all the basics using 3 self-paced tutorials. I won't go through all the steps here, but let's just say that it was very intuitive and user-friendly. The only problem I really encountered once I got SketchUp running was the absence of hotkeys. Many programs have certain keystrokes attributed to certain repetitive tasks, the most common being copying and pasting. But if you look at Photoshop, almost every tool that's in Photoshop has a key assigned to it, so I can switch quickly between, let's say, the pencil tool and the eraser tool, so I can quick erase a mistake without having to go all the way over to the other side of the screen to click on that. Now, when you get used to hotkeys, you really get used to hotkeys. However, if you're the type that always goes to the top of the screen to pull down a menu, you won't even notice this problem, and my whole rant's been for nothing, so don't worry about it. There is something I noticed that I think is infinitely cool, though. SketchUp uses 3-point perspective. Now, for those of you who haven't had an art class in a while, artists figured out a long time ago that if you take parallel lines, like the sides of a road, for example, and stretch them off into the distance, they appear to get closer and closer together the further back you go, until they actually touch. This illusion, when copied in their paintings, helps create a feeling of depth that hadn't existed before. The simplest examples would have all their parallel lines meant to move back in space meeting to a single point, or vanishing point. The lines didn't really have to go all the way back, they just had to angle in such a way that if you did extend them all the way back, they'd meet at that vanishing point. More complex artworks can include 2 vanishing points, and the photorealistic ones will even include 3. Think about that. 3 vanishing points, 3 dimensions. That's not a coincidence, by the way. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. SketchUp uses 3 vanishing points, so if you draw a large box, you'll notice that none of the lines are, in fact, parallel, but it'll still look realistic. I think that makes SketchUp a great program for art lessons on perspective. It takes an abstract concept, like 3 dimensions on a 2-dimensional surface, and does the difficult stuff for the students so they can get a better idea of what drawing with a vanishing point should look like. I don't think SketchUp should replace handing the students paper, pencils, and rulers for a perspective unit, but I do think it makes for a great warm-up activity before you have them start the hard work. Well, that's my show for today, or at least for this morning, since I'll probably be publishing another podcast later this afternoon. If you want to get a hold of me, there are several ways to do so. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. And I really appreciate those comments, really. I think I said really too much. Yeah, I really say really too much. Oh, well. Can you tell I'm ad-libbing? Well, in any case, I'll probably be posting another podcast from Silver Spring, Maryland, where the Discovery Educator Network is having its conference this afternoon. Don't expect it to be high quality, because I'll be using my phone for that. We'll be in a restaurant-type setting for the opening reception, so I'll be passing a phone around rather than handing my computer off to people. So until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.